This is the story of how I found my first dominant. What? Dominant? Ugh. This is the story of how I found my first dominant. I was on Insta, and one of my besties sent me this quiz on some website for something called BDSM. It was like a quiz or something about how BDSM you are. Like that 50 Shades book, but no billionaires. Which was the best part of the book. So I took the quiz because I thought maybe if I did and did really good, maybe I could find my billionaire or something. So I answered all the questions, and the first thing that it said was submissive 82%, which I happen to know is really, really good. Because like when I was in school, getting like 82% on a test was like actual amazeballs smart. So submissive, 82%, which is like really, really good. So anyway, I go to this other website that says if you're submissive, you're supposed to have a dominant, like a guy who knows things about your submissive side and things like that. And like maybe even if you don't know some things, then he can show you. So this is pretty important. So I read about this thing called a munch. There's supposed to be like a lot of BDSM people there, including dominants, which is what I need one of. So this munch thing, which at first I think is supposed to be like a brunch, and maybe they just said it wrong, but it wasn't because it was at night. I don't think you can legally call something a brunch after like 3 or 4 o'clock, but it was at a Denny's, so ew. But maybe it could still be like a brunch because I think Denny's sells eggs and things, which is very brunch. So I don't know. But there's no way that I'm going to a Denny's, so that didn't happen. So I think that maybe since I did the quiz online, I can maybe find an online dominant, maybe like an Insta dominant or like one on TikTok. And it turns out that there's like a ton of those. So I think maybe possibly this could work and I wouldn't have to go to a Denny's. So I go back and I look at my BDSM list and I post it on my Insta, and like 10 seconds later, there are like literally 100 messages in my DMs because 82%, right? So some of them are just pictures of penises and like not even good ones, but somehow actual words. So the first guy that looks promising, his name is Robert, which makes me laugh. I don't even know why. Robert the Dominant. That's funny, right? So he sees that I have 78% for something called pet play. And 78% is pretty good. It's not 82%, but it's still pretty good. And I'm like wondering what that is. So I write back, you know, like all cute with like a super cute cat emoji. And then he writes right back. He says something about me being like his kitten or something. So that reminds me of the cat my family had. It was named Mittens. I think it was because it had different colors on its paws. It hissed a lot. I don't think that is cute, like, at all. So I thought I should make a rule about no hissing, but I wasn't going to tell him the rule yet. Also, Mittens used to have to pee and poop in a box. It was like this blue plastic box, and it always got stinky, so no way, right? So I write Robert the Dominant back and ask, do I have to poop in a box? He didn't write back, so whatever. I think it was a good question. So the second guy was named Henry, and he totally got my 82% thing like right away. And he tells me that even though he's only 22, he's been a dominant all his life, and he knows a lot about things like anal hooks. So I had to Google that because I didn't know what it was. I didn't write Henry back because, I mean, I like things in my butt, because who doesn't? But like, fingers and cocks, not like metal things. Plus, the word hook made me think of pirates, and I don't think that I want Pirate Henry putting metal things in my butt. Maybe I do, but that wasn't a question on the test. If it had been, I would have put down absolutely disagree to metal things in my butt. Nothing about pirates either, or billionaires. I wonder if it was a very good test, because so far it hasn't helped me find my dominant. But then I saw a message from Steven, who's like super old, like 35 or something, and I didn't even know that old people knew about Instagram. But he writes me a pretty long message and tells me that he likes my kinks, which I didn't even know I had until the test, but whatever. So he wants me to like call him daddy, which is weird because he's like 35 and I'm like 22. So that would mean he was like 15 when I was born or something, which is too young to be anyone's daddy. And he says it's not like real daddy, which is disappointing because my real daddy still pays for my apartment and my car and my credit cards. So I thought maybe a second daddy would be good for that too. He didn't like that idea either. So then I wrote to Kevin, who told me that I had to write all my messages back to him on my knees. So I get out my magic marker and I write, "Hi, Kevin," on my knee, and I take a picture and I send it to him. He also didn't write back, but that's good because I have small knees and they would fill up fast. But I think it is cute how I drew little hearts on the letter I, like instead of a dot. There was some really hard questions on the test, and when I didn't understand something, I just marked strongly agree because I wanted to do really, really good on the test. And I think it worked because of the 82%. I'm still not sure what scat means, but I think it's a funny word. And this guy named Enemameister 16, I don't know what that is. Really, he really, really likes it too. I think he's like a German person or something because of the Meister. Anyway, it has the word cat in, so that's pretty much why I got a good score on the pet part too, I think. So we have plans to meet tonight, and I think he might end up being my dominant. He wants me to go up to his cabin in the woods and was all like, "Come alone," which is stupid. Like, I'm going to bring somebody else on our date, duh. I also read that I was supposed to look for red flags, which I think is like a secret code that means someone's dominant, because everyone is always like talking about dominance and red flags. So when people said that he was full of red flags, I got really excited because that must mean that he's like super dominant. I'll have to ask and see what percent to know for sure, but as long as he's like over 70%, I think that's okay. If a man likes a cute word like scat and has his own cabin, there's really a super good chance that we're going to get along. And who knows, maybe he'll turn out to be like a billionaire or two something. And that's how I found my first dominant, whatever. Okay, bye.